Hebrews chapter 13. Let brotherly love continue. Don't be forgetful to entertain strangers, for by doing that, some have unknowingly entertained angels. Remember those who are in shackles as bound with them, and those who suffer adversity as being yourselves also in the body. Marriage is honorable in all, and the bed undefiled, but God will judge customers of prostitutes and adulterers. Let your conversation be without covetousness, and be content with such things as you have, for he has said, I'll never leave you nor forsake you, so that we can boldly say, the Lord is my helper, and I won't fear what man can do to me. Remember those who have the rule over you, who have spoken to you the word of God, whose faith follow, considering the end of their conversation, Jesus Christ, the same yesterday and today and forever. Don't be carried around by various and strange doctrines. For it is a good thing that the heart be established with grace, not with foods that haven't profited those who have been occupied with that. We have an altar of which those who serve the tabernacle have no right to eat. For the bodies of those animals whose blood is brought into the sanctuary by the high priest for sin are burned outside the camp. So Jesus also, so that he'd make the people holy with his own blood, suffered outside the gate. Therefore, let us go out to him outside the camp, carrying his reproach, for we have no continuing city here, but we seek one to come. By him, therefore, let us offer the sacrifice of praise to God continually, that is, the fruit of our lips, giving thanks to his name. But don't forget to do good and to give, for with such sacrifices God is well pleased. Obey those that have the rule over you and submit yourselves, for they watch for your souls like those who must give account, so that they can do it with joy and not with grief, for that is unprofitable for you. Pray for us, for we trust we have a good conscience in all things, desiring to live honestly. But I ask you, please, rather to do this, so I'll be returned to you sooner. Now the God of peace that brought back our Lord Jesus from the dead, that great shepherd of the sheep, through the blood of the everlasting covenant, make you perfect in every good work to do his will, working in you that which is well-pleasing in his sight, through Jesus Christ, to whom be glory forever and always. Amen. And I ask you, please, brothers, allow the word of exhortation, for I have written a letter to you in few words. Know that our brother Timothy has been set free, with whom, if he comes shortly, I'll see you. Greet all those who have the rule over you, and all the saints. Those of Italy greet you. Grace be with you all. Amen.